is Throwback Thursday, yes. And we are featuring the year 1985
yes,
today.
Yes, 1985.
And one of the biggest movies that came out that year was The Goonies.
Oh, it was.
Now, you love The Goonies. You told me that earlier.
I do. I was right in the, although I don't think I saw it when it first came out, but I was right in that wheelhouse time, and it was just a great adventure movie.
Yeah. So The Goonies tells the story of a group of kids who live in the Goondocks neighborhood of Astoria, Oregon, who attempt to save their homes from foreclosure and in doing so discover an old treasure map that takes them on an adventure to unearth the long-lost fortune of One-Eyed Willie, a legendary 17th century pirate.
Tell me that doesn't sound like the recipe for fun.
During the adventure, they are chased by a family of criminals who want the treasure for themselves.
So there's
a little synopsis of The Goonies
for you.
It's a
pretty good summary.
So it was released on June 7th, 1985. The film grossed $125 million worldwide on a budget of $19 million.
Oh,
so it's a good that's a good payback.
Good ROI.
And it has since become a cult film.
Yeah.
In 2007, it was selected for preservation in the United States National Film Registry by the Library of Congress as being culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it marked the movie debut of both Sean Astin and Josh Brolin, who played brothers Mikey and Brand Walsh, and John Matuszak, who played Sloth in the movie.
Yeah.
He was the first overall pick in the 1973 NFL draft, and he won two Super Bowls with the Oakland Raiders before turning to acting.
I'll be honest, I don't really know what he looks like
underneath the makeup.
Not Sloth, but you never recognize him.
Right.
I know you haven't seen the movie. You have to see it.
Right. Well, it took makeup artists 5 hours to transform him into Sloth every day.
Yeah, I believe that.
So in the documentary, The Making of the Goonies, director Richard Donner noted both the difficulties and the pleasures of working with so many child actors. He praised them for their energy and excitement, but also said they were also unruly when brought together, as you can imagine, a group of little boys.
Yeah.
You know, As a result, the documentary frequently showed him coaching the actors and revealing some techniques he used to create realistic performances.
Mm.
One of these tricks involved One-Eyed Willie's pirate ship. Donner denied the child actors access to the massive soundstage where the pirate ship was built. The scene in the final movie features their genuine reactions to seeing it for the first time.
Really? That's when they walk in? Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
That was their actual genuine reaction. They actually were seeing it for the first time.
Holy cow.
The ship took 2 months to build, but the entire set was scrapped after shooting because they could not find anyone who wanted it. I don't know who would want a replica of a pirate ship, but...
Yeah. It would be big.
Yeah. So the possibility of a film sequel has been confirmed and denied many times over the years by the original cast and crew. Donner said that he had a story he liked and Steven Spielberg was behind him. But in 2004, several of the actors from the original movie revealed that Warner Brothers, the film's owner, had shown no interest in a sequel. Rumors of adaptations and sequels in other media took off in 2007, including a comic book miniseries, an animated television series, and a musical adaptation of the film.
With all these streaming services and all the reboots, I can't believe nobody wants The Goonies.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because on December 15th, 2021, Disney Plus picked up a Goonies spinoff series for development. It's titled Our Time. And it's focused on three students, their substitute teacher, and their quest to create a shot-for-shot remake of The Goonies.
Oh, I think I might have heard about this.
Yeah. So Steven Spielberg and the Donner Company, which produced the original film, have been on board since the show's inception. But there has been no word so far on casting or when we can expect the show to premiere.
I pulled it up on IMDb. It's got 7.8 stars.
The Goonies?
Oh. I know you're big into the snooty movies, but this is a lot of stars.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
For
an 80s movie.
Yeah, for like kids, but it's a teenage movie. Yeah. All right. You picked out a record to go along with The Goonies, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we are going to play a song off of The Goonies soundtrack by Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, okay.
Called The Goonies Are Good Enough.
Goonies are good enough. They sure are. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
There's only one voice like that. It's Cyndi. You never mistake her, by the way, for Whitney Houston. It's Cyndi Lauper and The Goonies. good enough. Sarah, remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because we were just talking about The Goonies. Yeah. Because it's Throwback Thursday, 1985, and that's when The Goonies came out.
It sure is. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Quarter. You ready?
Yep.
Let's do it. Go.
Okay, it was the first movie for Sean Astin and Josh Brolin.
The actor who played Sloth won two Super Bowls with the Oakland Raiders.
And a Goonies spinoff is coming to Disney Plus sometime in the near future.
Probably. I will tell you, this one, I know this is, I'm going to have to surrender my cool card because I know that's how you look at me.
Right.
There's a, what?
Yeah.
There's a long, like a 30-minute YouTube video out there where some people go out to, is it Astoria, Oregon?
Oregon, yep.
And they try to find all the filming locations.
Oh.
And I will say I invested 30 minutes of my life watching it.
Well, that's kind of interesting, though.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a dork for that kind of stuff. But it was good. All right. Folks want to learn more about. Oh, no. Yeah. Folks want to learn more about The Goonies here. What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog.
Sure.
If you go to legends1027.com, right. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And so far this week, we've covered. Listen, follow this. We've talked beer cans. We've talked the 1924 Winter Olympics. We talked about Australia, and now we're talking about The Goonies. Where will we go tomorrow?
You never know.
You never know. 4:10, though, you'll find out along with me. Sarah, thanks so much for coming. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Back again tomorrow at 4:10, Friday edition.
Definitely.
Sheena Easton on the way, The Kinks, and more on Legends 102.7.